Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. Antibiotic resistance is an issue that all healthcare professionals have to deal with. A new Cochrane review, published in the September issue of the Cochrane Library, evaluates the role of procalcitonin in guiding decisions about treating respiratory infections with antibiotics. In an accompanying editorial, Chris Del Mar, coordinating editor of the Cochrane Acute Respiratory Infections Group, and Toby Lasserson, senior editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit, discuss the implications of this new approach. Chris Del Mar explains more.
We normally think of calcitonin as a hormone produced by the C cells of the thyroid. Calcitonin has the role of balancing parathyroid hormone in the conservation of calcium. What's less widely known is that calcitonin's precursor, procalcitonin, can be made by many cells, although usually at undetectable levels in healthy people. 2 or 3 decades ago came the discovery that procalcitonin is released into the blood in measurable amounts in response to severe bacterial infection. This may be related to the finding that hypocalcemia is often present in critically ill patients and correlates with the severity of illness, although the relationship is complicated. Whatever the niceties of the story, it opens a number of possibilities. Could procalcitonin be used as a diagnostic marker for serious infection? Any test or decision tool that helps to identify patients who do not need antibiotics might enable us to target antibiotic therapy more effectively. To set this in context, it's worth thinking about the reasons for prescribing antibiotics for acute illness. Clearly, the most important is to offset death and morbidity in presentations that threaten this. Pneumonia, for example, was once a dangerous condition which in the pre-antibiotic era had a 50% mortality in otherwise healthy people. Now, it's a fairly routine episode of healthcare. But this means that covering the possibility of serious bacterial infection is always something in the clinician's mind. Is this presentation a simple self-limiting disease, or was it the early stages of a very serious one? Sometimes it's very difficult to tell. Commonly, therefore, primary care clinicians prescribe antibiotics for these just-in-case conundrums. And this just-in-case scenario is one of the several contributors to overprescribing of antibiotics in primary care, especially for acute respiratory infections, which is where the greatest tonnage of antibiotics are prescribed. It's difficult to convince primary care doctors to reduce their prescribing of antibiotics in this setting, particularly if it's just based on the lack of efficacy story, which is supported by several Cochrane reviews, or appeals to concern ourselves with antibiotic resistance. Because the real worry for us is that our patient might be about to leave our primary care consultation and then deteriorate rapidly in the next few hours because of a serious infection. The textbook safety net suggests blood cultures, but this is too slow and insufficiently sensitive or specific. This month, the Cochrane Library publishes a review which evaluates the role of procalcitonin in guiding decisions about treating respiratory infections with antibiotics. Its findings have some potentially far-reaching implications, particularly for hospital settings, where most of the studies were conducted. The review is interesting. Rather than relying on a gold standard to evaluate test accuracy, the review measures directly how many patients died following the decision to initiate or discontinue antibiotics based on the calcitonin. The review tested the performance of procalcitonin in people at risk of serious infections in a number of different settings: intensive care, emergency departments, as well as primary care. And it found that antibiotic prescription decisions made on the basis of the test results did not increase the rate of mortality. the mortality was about 5.8% with a procalcitonin algorithm, as against 6.3% in the controls, nor did it affect morbidity. In contrast, however, there was a reduction in the amount of antibiotics used. In other words, when treatment decisions took account of procalcitonin levels, antibiotics were better directed to the patients who needed them, with less waste to those who did not. The findings of this review are very important. Safely reducing use of antibiotics means that fewer people are exposed to their side effects. But more importantly is the gains in reduced antibiotic resistance. Antibiotic resistance is no longer a theoretical far-off doomsday scenario. It's right here. Every year, 25,000 patients die directly from antibiotic resistance in Europe alone. Worse is to come. As resistance becomes more widespread in the community, so a whole lot of now routine high-tech medical interventions will become too dangerous. They include things like joint surgery, cardiac catheterization, chemotherapy, a whole lot of other mainstays of modern medicine that need antibiotic cover. As we get to the stage where antibiotic cover can no longer be guaranteed to work, so these procedures may have to be abandoned. The hope is that this review will pave the way for the adoption of tests that can target antibiotic therapy to those who need it most, that it will reduce antibiotic resistance and reassure patients that antibiotics are not always necessary for the plentiful acute respiratory infections that lead them to seek treatment.